Please go ahead.
Okay, it's 10:38 a.m. on Wednesday, April 1st, 2020, in the Arizona State Board of Assistant Opticians meeting for the month of April. It is time to order, and we will currently do, I'm going to currently do a roll call of the members of the department. When I say name, if you would, please respond. Dale Mattingly, present. Susie Coleman.
Present.
Sherry Reyes.
Present.
Irene Head.
Present.
Michael Sierra.
Present.
Jeff Wright.
Present.
We also have present our Executive Director, Megan Darien, and our Assistant Attorney General, Scott Dowell. We do have some visitors as well that have joined us. Welcome. Sorry for this inconvenience of having to do it this way, but we're trying to practice safe distancing and keep up with the things that are moving along in our board. So we've got a full board present, with the exception of Terry, who's having a telephone problem. Item two, declaration of conflicts of interest. Are there any out there? Okay, I take that as there are no conflicts. Third item, review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from the March 4th, 2020 regular state board meeting.
I would like to make a motion to accept March 4th, 2020 regular board meeting minutes, and this is Sherry.
And I'll second that. This is Suzanne Coleman.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes as written. Again, I will do a roll call. Please respond yay or nay as I mentioned your name. Dale Nygaard, yay. Susie Coleman.
Yay.
Sherry Mays.
Yay.
Irene Pettit.
Yay.
Michael Sierra.
Yay.
Jeff Wright.
Yay.
There are no nays, therefore the yeas pass the board minutes as written. We will move on to number 4A, agency operations. Megan, you want to go over or you want me to cover it?
Please call.
Okay, we received, and I think all of you have received a copy of the Arizona Department of Health Services Administration from Dr. Crist, and it covers the things we want to work with you to minimize the spread of COVID-19 in this important time. A follow-up to that, hopefully everyone will receive also a copy of Governor Ducey's executive order that was effective the 25th of March, and this is to allow us to use some discretion and call emergency measures for the COVID-19, and specifically waiving requirements under ORC, our rules 420.110. Number C, which is the requirement of 32 hours of optician license present at the establishments. In this current time, with reduction of hours, teleconferencing, telehealthing, it's all being encouraged to try to minimize the face-to-face, and also it's telling us that we need to abide by the emergency measures for COVID-19 until such time as they are relaxed or removed. And it's not something that's a permanent change to any of our roles, but it's something to use in this kind of crisis that we are undergoing in this country, this pandemic. And I hope everyone read it, and it makes sense, and it does allow us to proceed and not severely impact the health and care of our citizens or the environment, working environment for our licensed opticians as well as our doctors and everybody else. So just want to make sure everyone is very up to date on what that is. And this also allows us to move forward as a board and not be in violation of our own rules and our statutes that we are in charge with supporting. So hopefully everyone has got that and is very comfortable with it. we are going to try to comply with everything that we possibly can to keep everything going forward and safe, get through the pandemic, get back to where we can sometime have business as normal. But in the meantime, we are going to make some changes. We're going to make some case-by-case situation, and Megan's keeping me informed of everything she receives, and I will try to keep her informed of what my interpretations are, and along with advice from Scott Donald, as we would need it going forward, we will try to keep everything running in a positive way to get us back to normalcy. Which brings me now to number five. We're going to do 5A, and that's the 2020 eye care. Hopefully everyone has received the letter from Ashley Pajal, who is on the call with us, explaining what their process and procedure is going to be going forward. And it looks like they're adhering to the governor's edict from 325 of doing things by reducing face-to-face contact with people, and they're actively pursuing getting in compliance with the licensing requirements, and I appreciate that part of it. So let's talk about 5A.
Well, I'll start. I mean, I feel like at this point, you know, there's really, we're kind of in a hold pattern until COVID-19 is more under control. So I feel like, you know, we don't have to really do anything with this right at this moment. Obviously, there have been talks with folks, and as soon as they can hire, hopefully they can move forward. So, you know, that's kind of my opinion, that we just kind of table this until COVID-19 is more under control. Thank you, Gary.
Who is that?
I'm sorry, who was that?
Okay. Is that a motion on this?
I thought we were just discussing right now.
Well, we're trying to minimize discussion so everyone has had a chance to read it, and anybody that had any objections to the letter,
I think we should make a motion on that. Okay. I will make a motion to accept the procedures outlined in the response from AEG by Ashley Bahal to get into compliance when we are out of emergency measures.
Motion from Sherry, second from Suzanne. Again, we're going to go through roll call again. Yay or nay? Jill Lively, yay. Suzanne Coleman.
Yay.
Sherry Mays.
Yay.
Adam Pettit.
Yay.
Michael Searle.
Yay.
Deb Wright.
Yay.
Okay, we have all yays and no nays, so we will allow this procedure that has been introduced to go forward, and we'll readdress it once we're out of the emergency measures situation. That will come with direction from the governor, more than likely, or Dr. Crest. Yes.
Scott Don from the Attorney General's Office. If I may, just to clarify, my understanding, I just like to make sure I understand this. My understanding would be that it appears the intent of the motion would be that the public health emergency would be considered lifted when the governor would approve the public health emergency status. Would that be correct?
Yes.
That's
why we're addressing it that way, Scott, because there isn't a specific deadline. They have deadlines, they're saying, but it's all a very fluid movement right now. You can't go back to quote unquote business as usual.
I just wanted to make sure that the motion encompassed that when when the board speaks of when the public health is lifted, that's specifically when it gets lifted. That's
basically when this is going to go back on the agenda for a future agenda item. We just don't know when that's going to be.
Mr. Chair, this is Megan Doria. For the record, would you please rephrase the motion or say it again, indicating what the council said?
Sherry, you can make sure I got this right. I think you want to entertain a motion to approve the procedures outlined in the response by Ashley Bojal at ADG Division to get into compliance when we're out of emergency measures. Is that broken what we decided?
This is Sherry. That's exactly how I would state it.
Megan, Father?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And again, as we went through the result approved unanimously by the board members, so we are now going to move on to 5, B, C, and D, which is the American Vision Partners issues with Southwestern, Marnette Delaney, and Acapasu and Parker. Anybody, hopefully everybody got a good copy of their response. Again, I want to thank Peter and Erica for a very thorough and very specific response. And after I got the just a follow-up, once I got the governor's executive order that was dated the 25th, what I see on their letter is exactly what the governor is recommending, and that's the telehealth, things like that, to continue to provide care. So, again, thank you for your very thorough response. Anything out there from any of my board members?
Yeah, this is Sherry Mays. I would entertain a motion to approve the response from Barnett Delaney Perkins and Southwest Eye Center from Peter Domus and Erica Ehrman to use telehealth and in-store supervision by the OD&MD to allow them into compliance in these remote locations up to the time when these emergency orders have been lifted.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you. Have a motion on the table?
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I will second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept the letter of actions that they're going to be doing in this kind of emergency situation. Let's go to the roll call again. Dale Lively? Yay. Suzanne Coleman?
Yay.
Sherry Mays.
Yay.
I mean, cut it.
Can I ask a question before we say yay or nay?
Sure.
Okay, so with a yay, it would be until the government lifts it, and then we would put it on our agenda and vote on this again?
Yes, just like we did on
okay.
A.
Yay.
I'm not dismissing it, we're just going to deal with it after we get out of this emergency measures situation.
Okay,
then. And they're going to have a very proactive response of how they're going to keep the health and care of the citizens in those remote areas safe. Michael? Okay, we have, again, all yays, no nays. Therefore, we will move this to a future agenda item, but based on when the emergency measures are lifted, and we can go forward to trying to do business as usual. And in the meantime, Peter, Erica, thank you very much for your hard work of putting this together. And it looks like a very nice plan for you to go forward in those areas. And it absolutely fits with the thing they're saying to do in the healthcare industry of using telehealth and some of these other avenues to be able to care for our patients and customers and our employees as well. Megan has information for anybody that is looking to get people licensed to these remote locations. If there are avenues, I think that they're still testing. I just want to mention again, get it in the record. We have written and practical from ABO and NCLE, and last I heard, they're still being done quarterly. They're being done by computer testing. And then we also still have the Nexor group that have a spectacle and contact lens written and spectacle and contact lens practical. And until I hear different, they're still testing 364 days a year. But they do these at remote locations. We have several of them here in the valley, and I don't know how it's all set up. It's monitored at a computer center that allows people to that are experienced and have the knowledge to meet the requirements for licensure, that they can speed up the process because they already have the experience. Most of them already, sounds like a lot of your people have the knowledge, and we invite them to do what they can and become licensed, which I think will enhance their future employment. So again, thank you for your responses. I think you guys did a great job formulating it and expressing it so we can really understand it. Again, thank you. And we'll address this later on, but if you have any questions about the process for testing that, it's on the website, and you can also call our executive director, and she can get you directed to the right places. Okay, let's move on to number six. Well, thank you, guys. We'll move on to number six, application for licensure.
Mr. Chair, this is Sherry Mees, and I would like to make a motion to accept the applications for licensed opticians for Christy Dawn Cash, Cynthia Evelyn Ramos, Janice Gonzalez, Jennifer Elizabeth Mayberry, and Juan Carlos Santana.
And this is Suzanne, and I would second that motion.
So we have a motion and a second to accept these five applicants for licensure and five more opticians in our license field out there helping, doing a good job once we're back to normal. This is Dale Lively. I vote yay. Suzanne Coleman?
Yay.
Sherry Mays?
Yay.
Bonnie Pettit?
Yay.
Michael Sarah?
Yay.
Deb Wright?
Yay.
Welcome to the 5-Man Licensed Opticians. Okay, future meeting dates, again, we may be in touch. There's also a schedule for May 6th. It could be back to business as usual, could not be. We'll plan by ear. We'll see what's going on, and we'll address things that they come up. In the meantime, we will keep you guys informed of anything that does come up. Future agenda items, again, we're pushing the items from 5. A, B, C, and D, we're pushing out to a future time once we're back in have the emergency measures lifted. Excuse me. Any other discussion on future agenda items?
Mr. Chair, this is Megan Dorian. So those items are not going to be on the agenda for May until this is over. Am I understanding it correctly?
They will not go on the agenda until the emergency measures have been lifted and we have clarity that we're back to a semblance of normalcy.
Thank you.
We don't know when that's going to be. It's just going to be a future item. We just don't know when.
If it looks like it's coming to an end, then maybe we can put it on June's agenda.
Probably. I would say if we get this bell curve flattened out, which hopefully is distancing all the measures that they've recommended that we're trying to do in our everyday life and stay healthy and not make this thing worse than it is, then we can hopefully get back to some semblance of normalcy. We have to have stores back operating full time and full hours. A lot of places, that's just not the case right now, so we have to just be cognizant of what's happening.
Yeah,
I appreciate all of you because you're taking your time to do this service for our licensees as well as the citizens of our state.
Safe.
You're helping places. Yes,
Mr. Chair, that's all with the AD's office. If that makes sense, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'd just like to clarify that when it comes to any question of when matters may come to further agenda or when the board may resume with enforcement action, it may be simply stated that it would be the next board meeting after the governor lifts the emergency orders. Once those health orders are lifted, the authority under which the board is waiving would be lifted as well. But I would think the board may want to consider simply stating that matters will be pending at the first board meeting after the governor lifts the emergency or emergency health orders.
I agree, Scott. I will make sure that goes put in the minutes. That's what we're not going to do anything until that is lifted because we're not doing anything to violate the governor's directives. Thank you for that clarification, sir.
Thank you.
To all the public, again, public, we appreciate your being on this. I know it's been a tough haul here, and I appreciate everything everyone is doing, trying to continue to push forward in this trying time for our country, for our city, for our state.
Thank you.